Thank you very much for downloading the What's on Solihull podcast. My name is Jeff O'Brien. My fellow hosts are...
I'm Claire Bullivant from the Solihull Observer.
And I'm Ian Rogers from What's on Solihull.
Excellent. And you are, of course, listening to the output from Solihull Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Right. This is episode 2. And where would you like to begin, presenters?
Do you know where I want to start this week is your ghost trip. You told us about it last week and you've done it. We want to know how brave you really were.
I was actually very brave. Big thank you to Birmingham Ghost Hunters UK for inviting Solihull Radio across to a vigil at in Mansfield. And it was it turned out to be a very, very eye-opening evening, actually. So if you get some time, head across to the Solihull Radio Facebook page and have a look at the video evidence that I have now posted up there.
So the big question, though, are you now a believer?
I'm a little more of a believer. Some of the things I could have easily said, right, well, that was the pipes or that was this and things like that.
We can link them into Birmingham ghost tours and it'd be great to have one in our hometown.
It'd be amazing. Let's do it.
Local venues, if there are any local venues out there that would like to offer ghost walks or ghost evenings for vigils for teams, it's a very popular activity and event.
I'd go.
I'm excited already.
Right. There you go.
Let's
then.
Three of us.
We're all ready to go.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I'll play that later.
Right.
What's next?
So yeah, I mean, this is our second week, so it's very exciting, and we're very excited for you guys. Loads of you have contacted us this week and sent us your events, and keep doing it. You can contact us at the Solihull Observer on 0121 270 2291, or email us, or find us on Facebook or Twitter, or Alice, you've got a new Instagram.
Yes.
What's called What's on Solihull.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly the same as Facebook.
I saw the Instagram this week.
So, yes.
I have to post some stuff on there, but I've created it. Work in progress, we'll call that.
Brilliant. Well, you've got all the contact channels there, so send us your events, and who knows, we might get you on a future show as well to talk about your event. But let's start with this week. Starting off on Thursday, the 4th of April, we have a quiz night at the Alton Tavern. So invite your cleverest friends, put a team together, and you could be crowned the winners of Solihull, the most intelligent people in the land. Are you one of these quiz goers?
Well, no, I'm not. That's a general knowledge quiz, I did notice. So that don't invite me along. If it's pop quiz, then yeah, I might be useful for your team. But if it's general knowledge, definitely
not.
Oh,
I love quiz nights, but it's always useful to have different people. Like, there's always great to have somebody who knows all about history.
Specialist girls.
But there's also someone who is valuable when they know about the Kardashians, etc. So you might be that.
Yeah, put me down for that, if you would.
Well, you can find details on that on What's on Solihull. And let us know if you go. Give us a rating and we can talk about the future ones there as well. It's always worth knowing. Moving on to Friday, the 5th of April. Who loves a good farmer's market?
Me.
I certainly do too. And we have one on the High Street and Mill Lane in Solihull on Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. So do you guys actually shop farmer's markets?
I do. Sausage rolls, absolutely amazing. Some of the
cakes.
Cakes. And there's cheese as well.
I love them because you get so much organic stuff, but you also know that everything hasn't been shipped from halfway across the world. Yep. And also this one, it promises that all the produce is sourced from within a 30-mile radius of Solihull. So that's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're
that's
being
great.
Super healthy at the moment, Ian.
Yes.
This is right up your street.
This is right up my street. Maybe not the cake stand this time, but definitely the fresh fruit and veg.
Well, if you want more information on that, go to Skets, which is SKETTS. .co.uk and they'll give you all the details. And moving on, also on Friday the 5th, we've got a salsa party. This is at Meadows Function Suite at the Solihull Ice Rink. I thought this originally was going to be salsa on ice, but no, it's not on the ice rink itself. It's actually in the function room. But salsa sounds fun, doesn't it? And there's also a guest DJ, Peter Savory, apparently. And apparently they tell us there's a really cheap bar. So that's also sounding better and better.
Yeah, go for that.
Also on Friday night, that's the 5th of April again, SMS are having a spring concert at the Land Rover Social Club. This is a 7 p.m. start and featuring all sorts of local bands and children's choruses and choirs and wind instruments. Doors open at 6:30 and you can find out all the details there on the Core Theatre website, which is thecoretheatre.co.uk.
Just to add to that, we've had SMS here up in the studio, a couple of bands played, and we had the ukulele orchestra at Christmas, and they are an amazing bunch of people.
Brilliant. Also on the 5th, we've got live music in the form of Jessica Rhodes at Isabella's, which is always a good night there. Do we know Jessica Rhodes?
Yes, I do. Very well. She's an amazing musician, pianist, comes along with her partner, which I believe is actually her her real life partner as well as her musical partner. He often plays guitar or occasion drum, and she plays the keyboards. She does a lot of work at the, I'm going to get the right name for it because it's changed a few times, Resorts World Arena, where when there's some live acts on and she plays the music in the foyer area as you come in. So she's one of the main acts that performs there, and she's so talented. I would imagine in time she'd be the sort of person that will actually get a recording contract as well.
Oh, amazing. Is she a local then? She's local to the
area?
I'm
not too sure exactly where she's from, but she's definitely from the Midlands, but she does do quite a lot of... She's one of the regulars there and also at the Slug and Lettuce in Solihull. She's definitely worth going along to.
And, of course, we love Isabella's as well. We do. Fantastic bar. Moving on to Saturday, the 6th of April. Your country needs you because, yes, we've got another great British spring clean litter pick, this time at Shirley Park. B93AL are the digits for your sat-nav there. And there are actually two litter picking slots on this day. First is at 10 a.m. and the second one is at 2 p.m. And you'll join the Friends of Shirley Park and help keep our beautiful town and country tidy. Litter pickers and bin bags will be provided. So just bring your friends, your kids, your grandma, bring everyone, more the merrier. And we salute you. Well done for being so awesome. And for more information there, just go to keepbritaintidy.org. Apparently the council were very happy with us that we've been mentioning their litter picks.
There you go. I've been on one of those in Shirley Park and they're excellent.
Super.
Yeah, really, really good.
Well, it's nice for the council to have... Obviously, somebody must have listened there to our show.
And, thank you very much.
Yeah. Then in the evening on Saturday the 6th, we've got some great live music in town, the first of which is at the Mason's Arms. This is one of yours, Ian. The live acoustic duo, Giles and Sully.
Yeah, they're very good. In fact, I popped up to the Mason's Arms last week to watch the Scar Band. I think Rudy and the Revolvers. I popped in there to see those guys perform. Molly Morgan was the lead singer, local girl from Solihull. Really good, really impressive. All the Scar beats and the pubs. I probably hadn't been in there for a while on the night, but it was really good. A real mix of ages. It's a traditional pub, as we know. As Jeff said last time, it's at the end of the high street. But it's a real mix of ages from people that are probably just going out for their first few drinks to people that are comfortably in their 50s. So it was a really good atmosphere in there. And Giles and Sully, again, acoustic, duo, guitar, Cajun drum, and they cover funk, soul, pop, R&B sort of stuff. So not necessarily a lot of the acoustic guys. When they perform, they often tend to just do indie music. So these guys think outside the box a little bit.
Well, that's on Saturday the 6th, starting at 6 p.m. And, of course, it's a free entry, which is always nice as well. Also on Saturday at Isabella's, there's going to be live music with Alex Harry. What do we know about Alex?
Alex, he's from Coventry. Really good performer. He's part of a band as well, but he's become one of the regulars there. He's really good. He's just, I mean, he does 3 45-minute sets while he's performing there.
Wow.
So, I mean, most guys are performing two lots of pre-rehearsed almost 45-minute sets, and he can just keep playing tunes and you name it. It's almost like a request show, but he's brilliant. He really gets them going, and he's definitely a firm favourite in the bar there.
Brilliant. At Yates's on Saturday, it's Escape Saturdays with DJ Jeff Peters, 9 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Free entry again there too. And Jeff obviously always puts on a great night.
Yep. It's kind of that night. It's called Escape because they're trying to escape from the obvious that a lot of other bars and venues do, which is now more DJs just mixing and doing a commercial sort of soundtrack. So he's trying to kind of go back a bit more old school, in my day, our day, maybe, where the DJ will kind of interact a bit more with the audience. They will do birthday shout-outs, they'll get involved, interact with them a lot more, take requests, and it's a bit of everything. So it's just escaping the normal procedure. So,
a little bit more of a performance.
Yeah, definitely.
I like it. And also on Saturday, it's busy day and busy night on Saturday, at Nailcote Hall on Saturday the 6th of April, there'll be the Greatest Showman Party with Rangatang and David Barnum Lawrence. It will be a three-course meal, a great show, and for more details, contact the venue on 02476 466174. These guys sent this to you, Ian. Did they give any more information?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
That's all I picked up, actually. But it will be in the marquee, I would have thought, at the venue there. It's a great location for events. Normally the three-course meal, and then you've got the bar open, normally an act on, followed by a DJ. So it's good. It's just slightly out of our town, but definitely worth the journey.
Excellent. Moving on to Sunday, the 7th of April, we have the Shirley British Legion fundraiser happening at the Park Gate Shopping Centre on Sunday. This is going to be 23 stalls of handmade crafts, including jewellery, pottery, woodwork, soft furnishings, candles, bath bombs, you get the idea. Always good for getting presents at these sort of things. And it's a free entry, and all the proceeds will be divided between Mandry's Fund Cyprus Feral Cat Project and the Paws Dog Shelter. So two great causes there.
There you go. Yeah, brilliant work.
And that's from 12 noon until 4 p.m. And then also on Sunday, it's a big fundraising day actually on Sunday. This time it's an ME awareness raising fair at Shelley Farm Community Centre in Monk's Path. Mm-hmm. And there'll be cakes, handmade cards, toys, crafts, bric-a-brac, they tell us, and also skincare, which sounds fascinating because everything else sounds very normal, but skincare. So go along for a little retail therapy and find out also about ME and fibromyalgia. And again, this event will be raising funds for two very good causes to do with British ME research. And that's 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. So let's face it, you can actually go to both of those on Sunday.
Perfect. That's the day mapped out, although...
On Sunday evening.
Yeah, we've got plans.
Yeah, Sunday evening. We need to get across to the Symphony Hall on the 7th.
I was just about to say that. Are you guys going?
Yes.
I'm there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I've been going, and I've been asked to look after the mayor.
There you go.
So that's a bit of a privilege, isn't it?
Wow.
Do we know who the mayor is? I think it's the mayor of Solihull.
Oh, if it's the mayor of Solihull, it's Councillor Flo Nash.
Oh, right,
and
nice.
And she is a very lovely lady. I see her at quite a lot of events now, and... yeah, she's really good, really supportive of the local community.
Well, we should perhaps describe what we're talking about. It's the fusion of music and dance at the Symphony Hall in Birmingham, but it's all been organised by our great friend, in fact, Jeff, you know her. Yep. We spoke about her in last week's show, but just in case you missed it.
Lee Perry is our Sunday afternoon show presenter here at Solihull Radio. She does a fantastic show called Sunday Sessions. She gets lots of local musicians, even sort of national class musicians, famous from TV shows and West End shows, to come into the studio and perform and have a chat. And she's an excellent presenter. But on the back burner, of course, she's always, every 2 years, doing a show at Symphony Hall for her DMS, the Dorish Music School, Heart of England. And she's put together a lineup that is absolutely amazing this year.
I've got some of them here. Motown legend Angelo Starr, multi award winning band Soul Kinda Wonderful, The Voices Dave Barnes, I remember him, he was amazing. Opera star Faith Tucker, BBC One's Let It Shine, Carl James, Passmore, Jake Maddox is going to be there, and Birmingham's very own rock legend Bev Bevan, plus many more amazing performers. So you need to get your tickets and support our local businesses, which you can get the tickets on www.dmsfusionlive.com, and let's all go to the Symphony Hall.
Yeah,
sounds like we're all going to be there. Fantastic.
Yep. No, that'll be a good venue and a good gig.
And if you don't actually manage to make it, you can also attend Planet Dance Goes to the Circus, which is happening at the Core Theatre on Sunday night. Planet Dance Goes to the Circus is a family dance show with children and adults performing all styles of dance, including acro, ballet, Bollywood, etc., etc. For more information on that, go to planetdance.co.uk. And there are two showings on Sunday, one at 2 p.m. and one at 6 p.m. And then also on Sunday, we have a live performance, live acoustic music happening at The Slug. This is one of yours, Ian?
Yep. Every Sunday at Slug and Lettuce, Solihull, live acoustic music starts at 6 o'clock. This week, I'm trying to remember, it's a guy called Rich Keogh who's going to be there this week. But it's every Sunday, 6 o'clock, free entry. So I think some of the people might come around the town, have some food, or maybe they've been to watch one of the sports games or a football game, and then they tend to pop in, and the live act's on between 6 and 8, so you can still be home and tucked up in bed at a very sensible time.
Sounds perfect. Moving on to Monday, the 8th of April, Memory Lane, the ultimate feel-good show. They'll be on at the Core Theatre. This show has some of the greatest songs of the 50s, 60s and 70s, and they tell us there will be over 160 amazing costume changes and performances rarely seen outside the West End. That's pretty good for Solihull. It's come to Solihull, isn't it? So if you love your music from Barry Manilow, Tom Jones, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, ABBA and many more, you won't want to miss this. Tickets from the box office on 0121 704 6962. Then on Wednesday, the 10th of April, this sounds like a lot of fun. And do you know what? I want to get you guys to come to this with me because I would love to try this. It's tag rugby. And this is a free taster session at the Land Rover Sports and Social Club, 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. You can be any age as long as you're over 18. No previous rugby experience is necessary, and you just need to get yourself along. And apparently they also have an incredible social thing afterwards.
There's a bar. I'm in.
So what is tag rugby?
Tag rugby is you wear this Velcro belt.
Right.
And on that Velcro belt, you have two sort of 18-inch long tags, effectively, that Velcro onto your hips. And as you play rugby, effectively, you play rugby in the same way, but instead of being tackled, they just rip one of the Velcro tags off of your belt. And if they take your tag, you have to pass the ball.
I like it a lot.
I'm going to stand on the side and film you two.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
Well, it's mixed teams and seven aside, so everyone's welcome, and hopefully we'll see you there next Wednesday, the 10th of April. Then a couple of future events to mention too is they want you to sign up now. One is on Friday, the 12th of April, and it's a charity golf day at Fulford Heath. This is a four-ball competition in aid of purchasing a minibus for Hazel Oak Special School in Shirley. You can get all the details from the FulfordHeathGolfClub.co.uk. And are you guys golfers?
No.
I've played before.
I've never played, really.
This man
I want to.
I always feel quite inferior every time after this podcast.
No, so talented.
He's done everything, hasn't
I've done
he?
Crazy golf. Do you, Claire?
No, it's something I really want to get into, but Jeff's already done it. I really want to get into all these things, and you just don't ever want to do it.
Not for you.
Not for me, thank you.
Perhaps this is for you, because you are on it, get fit. Thing at the moment, aren't you, Ian? So if you're planning on getting fit, we've just had an email from who's it from? Fitness First in Solihull, and they're offering you a whole week of free training from April the 15th until the 21st. So you can plan ahead now, and you can have full access to all their facilities, including the weights, the cardio, three studios where they have over 90 classes every week, and the sauna and a ladies only gym. Isn't that an amazing
deal?
Brilliant. They've told us we can shout it out on the radio airwaves. And for you guys, you can call them on 0121 700 1350 for more information on that.
I've recorded a podcast with the Fitness First team, and once every month, they stop everything in the gym. And everybody that's in the gym at that time turns around and does a five-minute cardio led by one of the trainers. And they had everybody on the balcony, on the mezzanine floors, all looking down onto the area.
I think I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah. I put it up there, and it's and they just go for it. They're really good at Fitness First.
You want to know what happens if you don't do it?
I just want to know what time they do that.
Oh yeah, so you're not there.
So I'm not there. Yeah. That's really simple.
I think it's called hashtag takeover. So if you are looking at Fitness First social medias and you find hashtag takeover, you'll see when you can have that 5 minute cardio workout with Tina did it last time, and she was really, really good.
And that's the one at Hobbs.
That's right. It's just behind the ice rink there.
Perfect.
Well, that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us, email us your event details, or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all our readers of the Solihull Observer, listeners of Solihull Radio, and viewers on social media on What's On Solihull. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Yeah, see you soon.
You're listening to Solihull Radio.